Live from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program, hour three of the big show. Grace Baker, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little winded. You know,
First day back,
and mercy.
Well, you're almost there.
We're in the last hour.
We're in the home stretch, and then you can go sit at your place and watch this beautiful snow we have outside.
Oh, so that is snow.
Oh, it's snow. It is definitely snow.
Is it black snow or white snow? Because right now with this eye condition, I see hundreds of little black spots, and I thought maybe that might have been that could have been. Sooty snow.
It is white snow outside.
Not slutty snow. Snow.
Oh, no.
Sooty. S-O-O-T-Y.
Just move on, Todd. Move on.
They're making me wear these. They're basically the old school Elvis Presley sunglasses, but they're really old people sunglasses. You know, the kind that your great grandmother wears?
My grandmother wore those.
So anyway, I'm at the drugstore, the Germantown Pharmacy.
Oh, nice.
Great people. It's a locally owned pharmacy. And I asked the girl behind the counter, the young lady behind the counter, I said, how do my glasses look? You know, I mean, you kind of get it. And she says, I've seen worse.
Ooh.
So.
And you had the mask on too, so it's like your whole face is covered because those things are huge.
Yeah, they're massive. They're massive. And of course, I'm getting all this blowback because I posted a picture, you know, on the this Instagram of me. Of me wearing the goggles, you know, the old people glasses, and then I had the mask, but it was like I wear it below the nose.
Oh my gosh!
I was getting hate mail. Finally, why aren't you wearing it above your nose? I said because I didn't have surgery on my nose.
Do you know how many
sinus surgery?
Do you know how many teenage girls I've seen out and about when they take pictures? They take off their mask for 2 seconds and take a picture and then put it back on.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Thank you, Grace Baker. So anyway, I got to tell you this funny story. Then we're going to bring Dalton Glasscock into the conversation. You can tell I'm dreading to talk to. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
dreading.
You're trying to delay it. Poor Dalton, keeping him on hold.
So I'm at the hospital, and they're explaining all this stuff to me. I realize I'm the only adult there. Everybody else is a child, and they're having eye surgery.
No.
And the children were clearly handling it better than I was.
And so you didn't get taken back on the little red wagon.
No, I didn't get a lollipop. I didn't get a toy. Nothing. You know, it was just suck it up.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Sorry. So the nurse, I'm like, wow, these kids are pretty mellow. You know, they're pretty well-behaved kids. And she goes, well, they're drugged up. And I said, what? So apparently, when you put the kid under, and when they wake up, they're like holy little terrors. I mean, they're screaming and wailing and moaning. And so what they have to do is they have to drug them to get over the drugs.
So double drugging.
And I looked at that nurse. I said, I want what they got. Just make it a double.
I think we
just
all need that right now.
I would take that. Hey, let's go to the Liberty University newsmaker line. The guy who runs our company, Dalton Glasscock, hanging out with us. Are you regretting this, Dalton? Are you regretting this decision?
Well, first off, ahoy, matey. And yes, I always regret it.
Arr, matey. Thank you for that. Dalton Glasscock, So are you still the commissioner? Are you still an official government worker?
My term ended yesterday at noon, and so I'm no longer an official government worker. I'm full-time back with you.
So you're no longer a county commissioner. They kicked you out of the building. That term didn't last very long, but you accomplished pretty much what you were hoping to accomplish.
Yeah, the term lasted 40 days, and it was a great opportunity to, you know, look into government and then get back to the private sector where all the real work happens.
Well, you're not kidding. Dalton, a lot going on, and we've been taking a lot of calls from people very upset over things that have happened over the past really 48 hours with this sort of cleansing of conservatives on a good many social media platforms. And, you know, my contention, and we talked about this in the first hour of the show, is, you know, these tech companies have every right to do what they did. That doesn't make it right, but under the law, they're allowed to do that. I think the bigger problem is how many Americans have sold their soul to these social media companies.
Well, they do have every right, and that's why, you know, shows like this and stations like ours are so critically important, is because this is where we give a message not only to conservatives, but to liberals, to moderates. We want to give a voice to everybody and realize that everybody's opinions can be heard on our station or our network.
You know, Grace, you know who he just sounds like?
Who?
A young Joe from LLJ.
Oh!
Like, singing our praises. I love
now
that.
I'm a super fan.
Well, Joe from LLJ is a great band. A great patriot.
It's a compliment, Dalton.
Mm-hmm. And he's a finance guy, too, so that is a good... No, but to your point, though, I mean, look, we don't want the government coming in and telling us what we can do in our company. And the reality is, if you do not read the fine print of these contracts, I do the same thing with these people. Lord love them. But, Dalton, we get these stories all the time. My homeowners association won't let me fly, you know, a flag in the front. Well, you know what? You should have read the rules. You know, yeah, I get it. They hate America. They're unpatriotic. But you're the person who moved in.
Exactly. Conservatives need to do a better job at launching our own networks, our own companies, and giving those voices as well. And that doesn't excuse any actions from, you know, Twitter or any other social media network. But this is why tuning into these stations, subscribing to newsletters, you know, at toddstarns.com or themighty990.com are so critical, because you can get news and information directly from us and not from a third-party source that may not have your same interests in mind.
Well said. On the Newsmaker line, Joe from LLJ. Dalton, the drugs are kicking in. My apologies.
You should have called in early.
You should have called in earlier in the program.
I was planning on giving pirate jokes most of the day.
Look, this is a horrible example, and I just want to go on the record as saying this. But to your point, everybody's moving over to Parler, right? And they're saying, oh, Parler is where you can say whatever you want to say. Well, Lynn Wood, I don't know what is going on there, but Lynn Wood went on Parler and made some horrible comments about the vice president. I think he wanted to kill the vice president, wanted to have the guy executed. And so what happened? Parler took down his free speech comment. So again, I know it's a horrible example, Dalton, but the point is, Parler gets to decide who has a voice on their platform. Twitter and Facebook do as well. It's on you if you give your life away on those platforms, and then they turn around and bite you in the behind.
Exactly. And one thing I think every American needs to, you know, take into consideration as well is diverse opinions are important to our democracy. We don't want to find ourselves in echo chambers. We don't want to find ourselves only friends or having conversations with people we agree with. That's not America. America is beautiful because of our diverse opinions, and we need to engage with people that think differently than us and hopefully win them over to our side as well.
So, Dalton, on that note, there are now calls by young lawyers in law school to disbar Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Josh Hawley. Senator Josh Hawley, apparently the alumni at his high school are calling for the high school to disown Josh. I mean, what are they going to do, take away his high school diploma? I don't understand what they want to do here. What's going on?
That's ludicrous. I mean, both of those individuals duly received their degrees from their universities, and nobody's going to be taking that away. This is just rhetoric that we're hearing to try to further.
Oh, no. You hope that's the case. Dalton, I mean, there's some serious stuff going down. There was a lawyer who got, and Grace, my computer just died here, but there was a lawyer who attended the rally on the Mall, was not a part of the riot mob, but was at the Mall. His picture was taken, and now he's fired. He's out of a job just for going to the Trump rally. And Dalton, there was a guy, some sort of a heavy metal artist, and he was there just to watch. And word got back to the record company, and they literally cut the guy's contract. They ended the contract. So you hope they don't disbar, but I'm telling you, this is what they want to do.
And I think we just need to hold, you know, everybody accountable and be able to be bold about our opinions and bold about our conversations as well, and stand up for things when we think it's wrong.
I mean, let's be honest here. The bigger story, and I think the broader story, Dalton, is the sheer hypocrisy of the media and the Democrats. For 12 years, at least 12 years, and I guess an argument could be made, this goes back to Bush v. Gore, the Democrats and the media have declared war on Republicans. And this past summer, when you literally saw large chunks of Washington, D.C. going up in smoke, there were no calls about insurrection or sedition. These were mostly peaceful protests, according to the folks over at CNN. I think we've got to understand that violence is violence, crime is crime, domestic terrorism is domestic terrorism.
Well, and what we saw this past week was domestic terrorism. I think every conservative needs to be very vocal and loud about that. Those actions can't stand, and we need to be very vocal about that.
No. But the problem, Dalton, the problem here is I think by and large Republicans are. It's the Democrats who are not. And every time something like this happens, you have these folks out there saying, oh, we all just need to get along. Yeah, I get that. But I want to start seeing these Democrats condemning violence on their side, too. That's got to stop because overwhelmingly, those Trump rallies were incredibly peaceful. You can't say the same thing about Antifa. And I would encourage people to look at how many federal buildings were vandalized and burned during the summer of violence.
And everybody should be held to the full extent of the law. When you commit an action, we're a nation of laws, not a nation of people. And we need to hold all individuals, regardless of backgrounds, regardless of beliefs, accountable to the law.
Yeah. I tell you, it's far from over. And, of course, the other big story here, Dalton, and we'll leave it at this, there are going to be attempts to expel Republican members of Congress in the House and the Senate. So we'll see how all this goes. But you could have a supermajority of Democrats if they have their way in the House and the Senate.
Well, I'm interested in hearing those debates on both the House and the Senate floor, either this or next week.
Yeah, it ought to be interesting. All right, Dalton Glasscock. So what do they call you? So if I'm the pirate, what is that? I'm not a big fan of the Pirates of the Caribbean. Do they have like a junior pirate, or what would you be in the echelon of pirate leadership?
I don't know enough about pirate folklore to be able to answer that question. We'll turn it back to Grace or Claire to answer that.
Wow. Okay. So that's a great deflection there. All right. Dalton Glasscock from Wichita, Kansas. Dalton, be good.
Take care.
All right. You know, I'm going to get an angry text message here. It's like, what are you doing? What's going on? Want to read this. Yeah, go ahead, Grace.
He would be called the cabin boy, I think.
The cabin boy. Okay. Yeah, let's not go there. Yeah, let's thank you. We're just moving right along. Thank you. Go stand in the corner, Grace Baker. All right. Mark in the Villages. Roger in North Carolina. Hang tight, guys. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Ron Paul, the former congressman, Rand's daddy. Ron Paul says he's been blocked from his Facebook page. So there you go. There you go, folks. I recommend, in all seriousness, head over to toddstarnes.com, sign up for our newsletter so you can make sure you get all your news and information. And I'm going to tell you what we're working on. We are actually in the process of building a community forum on toddstarnes.com. We own our servers. We own our page. We own everything. So we don't have to worry about censorship from the mainstream media. All right, let's get to the phones here. Mark in the Villages, thanks for holding on. I know you want to talk about Parler. What's happening, Mark?
I wanted to tell you something real funny real quick before I go off on these people. But my girlfriend, we all ended up getting COVID. She ended up going into the hospital. They rushed her by admissions, put her in the room, took 4 vials of blood from her, and then called her somebody else's name. I said, her name is not Sue.
Wow.
Like, you got the wrong person. Yeah, you got the wrong person. I said, listen, they called her name Sue so many times. I said, listen, I need a shot of whiskey, and I'm checking her ID to make sure she's who she says she is.
Good for you, Mark. You know, they put a little dot on the eye, which eye was supposed to be operated on. And I was somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They thought I was Hindu. I'm like, no, I'm Baptist. But they put the dot there, right?
That's what I said to her. I said, thank God she wasn't going in for a surgery.
Yeah, that would not have been good, Mark.
So, yeah, what I was talking about was this: people need to start standing up and dealing with Apple. For Apple to sit here and start doing this to people when they clearly own their devices and they paid good money for this, this can't continue. You can't shut down. You can shut down these platforms, but what I would do is I would just start denouncing them and be done with them. Apple's going to pay a big price because I know a lot of people. They're going to lose my Apple devices, phone, headset, everything. I'm done with Apple. I'm tired of dealing with them.
Yeah.
And it's just... Go ahead.
Mark, I think this is a brilliant strategy. And again, if Apple is going to crack down on conservatives need to go and do something else. They need to get some other smartphone, but stop using Apple products.
We're dealing, you know, Todd, we're dealing with the work of the devil. These people are turning around making good Christian believers, you know, like Trump supporters, like, we need cleansing. What are you going to do? Are you going to put us on a table and pick our brain and put us in a red suit and a pitchfork? I mean, it's like they want us to go their way. And if we don't go their way, then they're going to take everything from us. They're like a bunch of little kids. They're like just like Barack Obama and his husband. They're another group. And Ocasio Cortez and Pelosi, you know, they busted a guy there. At the Capitol for stealing the podium. Why would you want to steal Pelosi's podium? It's as old and as brittle as she is. I wouldn't want nothing to do with it. And that guy that stole it found out they had no affiliation.
Mark, you're killing me. Hold up. Hold up, Mark. Media Matters needs time to catch up with what you're saying. So. Mark, wow. Man, it's like this is like comedy night down at the Blue Room of the Holiday Inn, my friend.
All I know is that guy that they busted, they say that people came in with Antifa on buses. And what they did, that guy that they busted, he had no affiliation with Trump, but was wearing Trump stuff. For them to sit there and get Trump out, they're going to try to knock him out of office. Guess what, you fools? We'll put his son in, or we'll put his daughter in. We will put another Trump in there. Understand that, you idiot.
And Mark, you know, in all fairness, and again, I don't know who was in that camp. I don't know. And you don't know, and everybody in America, we don't know. But they were mighty quick to say it wasn't Antifa. And you heard the FBI Justice Department say, well, we really don't know who these people are, but they're not Antifa. And when you start hearing about some of the things they were doing, beating the police officers with the flags, actually taking and using the bathroom, defecating in the bathroom, and then they were smearing it all over the Capitol. That doesn't sound like a Trump supporter to me. That, to me, Mark, sounds like what Antifa has been doing and has been well documented as doing. So call me, you might call me crazy, but I just have a hard time believing the narrative they want all of us to believe here. By the way, can I just throw this out? And this is, again, don't want to go down the conspiracy rabbit hole. Remember that bombing, the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville? Do you know it's almost as if that never happened? We still, to this day, don't know what kind of a bomb exploded in downtown Nashville. Again, folks, I'm just telling you, there's some crazy stuff going on out there. All right, 844-747-8868. Mark, thanks for the call. Hey, we got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Again, folks, we're talking about facts here, and there's a lot of stuff going around the internet. There's a lot of stuff going around social media, and we want to do our best here to provide you the facts. And again, there's nothing wrong with delving into conspiracy theories, but when the theories become fact without any evidence, that's a big problem. We don't like it when the left does that, and we don't like it when the right does it either. And that doesn't serve anybody any good at all. And I have to tell you that there's a lot of anxiety out there in America. And we've got to do our part here on this radio program to sort of ease that concern. That being said, there is a lot of factual information that is incredibly troubling. Like this story, this is a breaking news item from Washington, D.C. The head of the National Guard says at least 10,000 troops are going to be deployed in our nation's capital by Saturday. And they could increase those numbers by another 5,000. So you're looking at an occupying force of 15,000 military troops in Washington, D.C. The chief of the National Guard Bureau told reporters that he has authorization to bring in up to 15,000 National Guard members. And he said the number of deployments is changing by the hour and the day. There have been repeated questions about why Guard members were not brought in, and we're going to get to that. I'll explain that in just a few moments. But that is a disturbing report out of our nation's capital, where the National Guard, as many as 15,000 troops, are soon going to be patrolling the streets. You know what they didn't send in the National Guard to handle? Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Burning down our cities. That's okay. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Eileen in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us on the great WRWH. Eileen, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. I'm going to try to be very calm when I say this, but for weeks and months upon end, we have been told by many politicians and pundits on the right that this is our 1776. We will never have another free and fair election if the Democrats take over the government, and that they're going to implement socialism and, you know, a lot of negative stuff to go on. So that being said, I do not condone what happened on Wednesday. But, and those people wearing furries and whatnot, I mean, that was just, it was, I think, an opportunity. Selfies is not an insurrection, okay? But that being said, and even now we're hearing about people like John Brennan on Twitter, I saw it myself, saying we have to deny Trump support. And now they're talking about MAGA being declared a domestic terror group. What are we supposed to do? I blame the media on this. For one, lying and slandering the president for the last 4 to 5 years, omitting the good things that he's done, and then on the other side, being profiteers for the socialist communist regime. This is not socialism anymore. This is full-on communism. And what I wanted to ask anybody that wants to, any reasonable person that wants to slam a whole group for the actions of a few nutcases, in my opinion, in 1954, there was five people that were shot and two Capitol police officers that were killed by Puerto Rican nationals. Are we supposed to blame every group for the actions of what a few do?
Well, Eileen, I'll take it a step further. Back during the final years of the Obama administration, when President Obama had been waging a fierce political war with police officers and law enforcement, you had those five Dallas police officers who were assassinated. I didn't hear the mainstream media blaming the assassinations on President Obama. I don't seem to recall them wanting the president to tone down the rhetoric. So, again, there seems to be a very clear double standard when it comes to what happens in Washington, D.C.
But Todd, my question is, the media is never going to be on the side of conservatives or even middle of the roaders like myself, okay? I always voted for who I thought was the best candidate at the time, and I've crossed party lines many times. I just want to know, what do we do now that our country is, and admittedly, they're calling it that we're having, you know, an assault on democracy, although we each have different views on who is actually doing the assaulting. So what do faithful Americans do? I mean, we can listen to the rhetoric on both sides, and I do believe that both sides have a point. I believe that we have been played, but not only by, it may sound a little weird, but I believe both sides have been played and that we're like puppets. That, and who benefits from all this division? Because somebody has to ask that question. Who is the benefit of all this division?
The swamp.
In the United States.
Eileen, it's the swamp. The swamp in Washington, D.C. They're the ones that benefit through all of this. I mean, look at what happened in one fell swoop on Wednesday. Every single Republican, an establishment Republican, was given cover to vote against the president and to stop any kind of debate about voter fraud. They've been looking for an opportunity, and look, they got one. And I'm look, and Eileen, I know that there are those who disagree, and I've seen many of the the comments. But it's very clear to me that at least some of the people who've been arrested are, in fact, Trump supporters. That doesn't mean President Trump told him to go down there.
I absolutely agree with you. They were, as a matter of fact, there was a gentleman who was on Sean Hannity's radio show. He was crying. He said he was there and that on the Senate side, and you could probably, it was on Friday's show, on the Senate side, and that they were some young people who were trying to, you know, start trouble, and there was most of the adults in the crowd were yelling at them to stop, and all of a sudden the doors opened from the inside. Now I don't know who opened the doors, but the Capitol Police stepped aside, and this man was in tears because he said a mob just pushed everybody in. And, you know, like what happens in a crowded theater when you just get trampled. He said that's what happened. If you didn't move, you were going to get trampled. And he was so upset. And that's, I'm trying to say that it isn't just the swamp. The swamp, they're lining their pockets on the backs of the American people. All Americans. All Americans.
All right.
Who's going to suffer the most?
Yeah, Eileen, we're going to have to leave it there. Look, great questions, and I think you're right. I think both sides are certainly playing, and we the people are caught in the middle here. I mean, we the people are caught in the middle. That's what's going on, and it's troubling, and it's sad that that's happening, but that's where it is. All right, let's go to Jason in Benton, Arkansas. Jason, listening to us on KARN. What's happening, Jason?
Well, I've noticed today, Todd, that the Newsmax, when I get the alert of a story and I click on it and I go to the little drop down that brings you to websites and you click on the Newsmax.com, I'm noticing that nothing's opening up and it's just staying a white blank page, and eventually it'll say, sorry, had trouble connecting or error. So I'm wondering, is Newsmax, the Newsmax app next to be deplatformed?
Now, that is an interesting question. Jason, we were checking on social media, and there are other people that have experienced the same thing you've experienced. We're going to reach out. Greg Kelly's a good friend of mine, and I'm going to reach out to him in the commercial break, and we'll see if they've got any reports for us, and we'll find out for you.
Yeah, because, I'm just certain, you know, because the story I went to click on was the Martha McCallum being
demoted,
you know, taken down a peg. Yeah. Demoted.
You know,
so, I mean, if we're going to get rid of all conservative speech on the news even now, then it's just a one-sided thing happening here in this country.
Yeah, so. It's a mess over at Fox News Channel. And so we're going to find out. Jason, appreciate the call. We're going to find out about that Newsmax app real quick, though. And this is a very bizarre story coming out of Fox News Channel. They've pretty much blown up their dayside programming, and they're going with another plan. Now, here's the deal. You have two competing forces at Fox. You have the opinion side and you have the news side. The news side of the operation at Fox News Channel, those folks are more liberal and more leftist than CNN and MSDNC. I'm not kidding. If you've watched, all you have to do is watch Fox News Channel on the weekends. And you know, President Trump, back when he was allowed to be on Twitter, used to write about this all the time. I mean, these people are leftist. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, Jedediah, what's her name? Bela, is that her name? I don't know. The gal in the middle of the curvy couch. Jedediah is her first name. And she was saying over the weekend that the President Trump is a liar and that the election was not stolen. There's no election fraud. That was coming from Fox and Friends, the curvy couch over the weekend. So anyway, they've been getting killed in the ratings. I mean, this is embarrassing. CNN, MSDNC, they've been just kicking Fox's butt. So this morning, they've announced massive changes in the lineup. They're moving Martha McCallum back to Dayside. Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino are losing their shows, and they're putting them together in the 9 o'clock hour. So I don't care what kind of a spin you're going to hear. McCallum, Perino, and Bill Hemmer all got demoted. And it is a mess at Fox News Channel. This is what happens when you turn your back on your base. And I can promise you, we're never going to do that here. Got to take a break. We're getting to your phone calls. A line open, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, look, folks, you got to be smart about this. There are, 80 million people that voted for President Trump? 80 million people. That is a mighty powerful force, and you can be a force for good. And one of the ways you can be a force for good is stop using Apple products, stop using, we'll talk about Hallmark in just a moment, but if there is an organization, if there's a business, a company, and they stand against your values, then why would you give them your money? Why would you do that? So stop. You've got the power of the purse strings. By the way, this just coming in, Hallmark, the greeting card people, Hallmark says that they are going to demand Senator Josh Hawley out of Missouri and Senator Roger Marshall out of Kansas. They're asking for their campaign donations back. So that... Can you do that? Back in the day, we used to call that, Indian giving? We can't say that anymore. Is that right, Grace Baker? We're not allowed to say it. You can't say Indian giver.
I mean, you can say it.
No,
but...
I don't think you can. I want to be polite. I mean, you don't want to...
If you want to be politically correct, probably
you
not.
You don't want to offend people. I mean, it's not like I said midget or something. Oh, wait, little person,
Todd,
pardon
just,
me.
Just stop,
I'm
Todd.
Trying.
I got to keep you reined in.
I'm trying
to get us in trouble.
You know, Jamel Hill over the gal over at the sports
yes.
gal over at all. Oh, she's a meanie.
Yes.
She's out there blaming white people for the
big surprise.
It's not Trump supporters anymore. It's white people.
Big surprise. I think she was doing that a while ago.
So I reached out to her. I've got to read this. You'll be very proud of me because I've been trying to moderate myself on the social media. What are you laughing at?
No, just go on. Just go on.
So anyway, Jemele Hill was blaming white people. She says, if this coup attempt isn't dealt with harshly, America's enemies will know they can weaponize white people to do their bidding without consequences. So I was going to call her out, right? But I really don't know her. Well, anyway, here's what I wrote it. I said, how is it this disgusting racist, insert preferred personal pronoun here, is allowed to spew this sort of vile evil on Twitter? Wasn't that...
So that was your version of a moderate response?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd hate to see what your original would have been.
Well, I didn't want to call her a woman because she may not identify as a female.
Don't want to get taken off of Twitter for that.
Right? Exactly. So, yeah, I said, insert your preferred personal pronoun. We just tried to be...
You tried. And did you get a response back?
You godless racist heathen. No. No, not yet. But we're waiting.
Not surprised.
I'm sure she gets a lot of mail. So I'll let you know when that happens. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Murph in Germantown. Murph, listening to us on KWAM. I'm very curious. Did you get some snow out there today, Murph?
Yes, sir. It's we got a little bit. It's coming down. It's not staying on the ground, but it's coming down. But I wanted to let you know. There's a bunch of coaching buddies of mine that I coach with and work with during the baseball season. And we have just about come to the conclusion of a 30-day fast from Fox News. And it's really, it's sad because you can't get an even Steven on any coverage now, except maybe One American News, and they're getting better and better every day. So keep up the good work, and let's just say a prayer for this country, because, boy, we are meandering all over the place right now. Take care.
Well, Murph, thank you for those kind words. Stay warm, bundle up in Germantown, Tennessee. Yeah, we don't get snow that often here on this in this part of the country. But when we do, it looks pretty outside. Murph has a good point. And look, no doubt we're going to go through some difficult times here, folks. There's no doubt about it. And I know there are still many of you out there, some of you holding out hope. Joe Biden's going to be your president. And I'd be lying to you if I said otherwise. And I don't want to give you guys any false hope. So we've got to prepare for that. The Republicans up on Capitol Hill let you down. And we're gonna hold them accountable. Don't you worry about that. We're going to hold them accountable. In the meantime, we've got a country to save. And we have been through difficult times before. We're going to go through a really difficult time over the next 4 years. And we're going to have to, it's going to take every single one of us working together. But I'm serious about this business about the pocket strings. You guys, you get to decide where you spend your money. And I'm telling you right now, Hallmark Channel, they're not a friend of conservatives. The Hallmark greeting card people, they're not a fan of conservatives. And you need to use that information when you go and buy merchandise. Now, there may be some instances where you can't, you know, you got to go and you got to go do business with a leftist company. Okay, well, you got to do it. But the stuff that you don't have, you know, again, for example, if Walmart goes left, go shop somewhere else. Go shop local. That's what we do. And I would encourage you to do that. Look, tomorrow we've got an action-packed program for you. We're going to keep you up to speed on the impeachment proceedings. They are expected to get underway tomorrow. And make no mistake about this. The reason they want to impeach this president, they want to stop him. They want to stop Donald Trump from running in 2024. And I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump, he's the only person in the Republican Party that still looks presidential. All right, folks, got to scoot out of here. Been a great day. ToddStearns.com. Get our podcast. Oh, you got to listen to that interview we did with Ronnie Jackson. Wow, what a powerful story that was. Get out there. Have a great day. Be warm, bundle up, and drink some cocoa, America.